Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
The younger said to him, give me my portion, I want to leave home now. We began to have a lot of fun with many beautiful girls. Oh, but one day there was a crisis. The young man lost everything. He had to feed the pigs. Nobody came to him, his life was destroyed. So what are you gonna do when the rains come down? Tell me, what are you gonna do when the floods come up? Tell me, what are you gonna do when the wind blows on you? Will your house stand strong? Oh, strong. So build your house on the rock, 'cause the rains will come down. I tell you, build your house on the rock, and the floods will come up. I tell you, build your house on the rock, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. Oh, strong, yeah. Oh, so build your house on the rock.
Be a wise builder. Don't build your house on the sand. Some of you are building, the house here could stand for your relationship. You are building your relationship on sand. And you are going to marry based on nothing. And when the wind comes, you see that you are hot. So try and build your house on a rock. On a rock, it means that build your house on the word of God. Build your house on good counsel, good word, and it will stand when the rains come. Whatever decision you are planning to take, make sure you take it on a solid foundation. But the winds will come. The rains will come. The storms will come. It depends. It will stand or not depend on the foundation you base the house on. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's take our seat and put our hands together for Jesus. Having been a pastor for so many years and having loved the sheep and loved talking to them, smiling with them and interacting with them, it's so difficult to preach to sheep you cannot see. Hey. So difficult. But how for do? What you do? You have to try and think whether they are laughing, whether they are smiling, and some of you are hiding on it to even squeeze your face, do anything that you want to do. But having done all, stay with me and be with me. Amen. And sometimes you just move your head and smile and put it back so that I can see your face, I can see that you are with me. Because it's not easy at all, I tell you. Amen. So God bless you for the abundant life service. And he came that you have life and have it what more abundantly. It will become a reality in your life. Amen. So we have been talking about how blessed it is to serve. It is a great thing. It is a great thing. Even the people who correct me are wearing masks. Even when they are correcting me, I can't even see. They think I'm hearing what they are saying, but I can't even see that they are talking. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. And all of us are seeing what it means to be a servant of the Lord. How many of you have seen what it means to be a servant of the Lord? And the many, many, many blessings. Last week, we got to know that our serving the Lord is not in vain. How many of you remember? How many of you have done things that sometimes you feel that you are wasting your time? You feel nothing, things of the house, serving the Lord. A lot of things, you are actually wasting your time. But, how many of you have done things in the kingdom of God
that you felt like you were wasting your time? How many of you are like that? You sit down and the hands. So what have you been doing that you felt you're wasting your time? You have been doing wasting time things. That's why you felt like that. But the only thing you can do that you don't feel like wasting your time is serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Working for the Lord. Hallelujah. And I've told you, you don't have to be a full-time worker. You don't have to be a full-time prophet. You don't have to be a full-time evangelist, apostle. You have to be an ordinary Christian servant of the ordinary Christian laity, and you can serve God fully. Is that not so, Elikem? You can serve God fully. You can work for God fully. Whatever you do, and some of you, even when you go to work, you are working for God. Because when I call you, I know what you are doing. Anytime I call you, we don't talk about what is that. We talk about your children in the house. So whether you like it or not, you are still serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I don't call you to discuss the problems you are facing. I don't want to say some of it. You know some of them. I don't call you to discuss the problems you are facing at work. At best, I'll pray for you that may it be well with you. May you receive promotion. Then we switch to your children in the house and the work of the Lord. Amen. But nothing that you are doing for God is in vain, Jude. Nothing that you are doing for God is in vain. Amen. And we have also come to see that we are all servants of God. So it means that all of us can do things in the house of the Lord, isn't it? We saw from that they said that all these David and all that, they were not like full-time pastors. Oh. No. They were administrators, they were kings, they were warriors, they were all this, and just like you. And they still did exploit for God. Is that not so? Good. Like our lay president. She's not a full-time pastor, but she's doing exploit for God. She's so much. I wonder when she has time even to do her own secular, wasting time or something, secular. Do her own secular thing. Amen. So all of us are servants of God, isn't it? That is why I'm continuing with it's a great thing to serve God. We all of us are servants of God with this also very important message, which is titled Many Are Called, including you. Hallelujah. Because all of us are servants of God. I think some of you don't still believe. You still don't believe that you are servants of God. So that's why I feel led in my... In fact, I failed to preach this about 3 or so weeks ago. I felt that God wanted to preach this. Many are called that. You have to believe, Baba, that you are a servant of God. So when you hear servant of God, don't only think about we... the full-time pastors. Think about you yourself. Hallelujah. So, when you read the Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, Matthew 22, 14, it says, Matthew 22, 14, for many are called, but few are chosen. For many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Now, what does it mean, many are called? What does it mean? English language. What does it mean, many are called? Many means what? Bishop Francis. Many. Many means what? A lot. Many means a lot. Is that not so? Yes. Many means what? Pastor Kingsley. Multitudes. Multitudes. Multitude. In the valley of decision. So, multitudes. What does it mean? Many. Abeku, many means what? Remove and say. Ciao. Abeku is a local boy. He says many means what? Chow. He didn't say. Somebody said it and put his name there. These two people. Many are called. Many means what? Chow. Many. He said large numbers of people are called, isn't it? Many are called. So God is making you to know that you can be a servant of God. And many are called to do what? Many are called to do the work of God. Amen. Many are called to do the word of God. So today, this servant of God thing that we spoke about, you are part of it. Every one of us is part of it. Amen. Nobody is outside this. So many are called. Many are called to the work of God. We are talking about five facts about the call of God. Actually, we are talking about also five facts about the call of God so that you also understand. Dixon, are here with me? So that you also understand five facts. And the first fact is that many are called. The first one is that many are called. And many means many people. You can be a politician and still be a servant of God. Now, the second fact about the work, about the call, is that there is a call to fruitfulness. There is a call to fruitfulness. Many are called to do what? What are we called to do? What are we called to do? Are we all called to be apostles? Are we all called to be prophets? I mean, in other words, full-time, in the fivefold, all the fivefold are full-time jobs. Apostles, are we all called to be apostles? Are we all called to be prophets? Are we all called to be evangelists? Are we all called to be pastors? And are we all called to be teachers? And here Bible says, many are called. Bible says, many are called. So who are the people who are called? All of us. And what is the calling? Many are called to be fruitful. That's all. Many are called to be fruitful. That's a fact of the call. Many are called just to be fruitful. John 15:16. We are called to be fruitful, to bear fruit. That's your calling. And what kind of fruits? But that's your calling. You see, to be fruitful. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. So all of you are ordained. Ordained unto what? Officiating marriages. Listen, after officiating marriages and things, the other day I even saw that online, you can apply online to do ministerial training online, and they'll give you a certificate to ordain people, certificate to do marriage, certificate to bury people, certificate to do everything. So you see that ordain is ordained. Amen. Ordain is ordained. So God said that you have been ordained, reverend church member. You get a reverend you. He said, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and prophesy. Is that what the Bible says? You should go forth and do what? Bear fruits. That's what the Bible is saying. You should go forth and bear fruit. So all fruit bearers are servants of God. What makes you a servant of God is the fruit you are bringing forth. And that your fruit should remain, having followed them up. Having, how do you call that thing? Their friends. Having persona and presenter them. Having done all this thing. And that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name. How many of you ask things for in the name of God? How many of you are believing God for something? If this scripture was for only ordained ministers, then how are you going to ask for things from God? If this scripture was only for ordained pastors, then you never go say that your fruit remain, then I am the one who should always get the things. Because I'm the full-time priest. But it is obvious that God is not talking to full-time priests alone. God is talking to all ye servants of the Lord. So you are being called and ordained unto fruitfulness. Because all of us should ask some things to get. And that's the way we get it. Amen. So if you were to follow our Christian life or teachings to their logical conclusions, then all Christians must become a sacrificial and do something for God. Because you can never be a servant of God without sacrificing something. You can't. Amen. You can never do it without sacrificing something. So God has called all of us and God has ordained us. If you have no fruits after being a Christian for 5 months, 6 months, 3 months, 1 year, no fruit to show, then you are not fulfilling your calling. You are not fulfilling your calling. Amen. And what are the fruits of Christianity? That you go and bear fruit and that your fruit will abide. What are the fruits of Christianity? It's the works you are doing about the souls. The work you are doing about the souls and with the souls. Some of you, you can never point to any single fruit of a soul in your life since you gave your life to Jesus. And yet you are asking for things in the name of God. And that's why you are not receiving. Because it is also based on the fact that your seed will remain or your fruit will remain. Amen. So the second fact about the call is what? What the first fact about the call? Many are called. Many, large numbers of people. Ciao. Number of people. Ciao. And you can see from us that if you want this large numbers of people, then it's going to include all kinds of people. That's, you also understand that. If you really want large number of people to work for you, you're also going to see large things, I mean, strange things amongst them. And yet they have to work. Strange things amongst the people. And yet they have to work. Amen. And then the second is what? You are called and ordained to be fruitful. You are called and ordained to be fruitful. Especially those of you who are asking God for things, you are believing for answers. The third thing about the call, the third fact about the call, for you to know that we are all servants of God, servants of the tetragrammaton, of course, is that we all should know. The third, some people are called in a spectacular way. And you get to know this is one of the reasons why people think they are not called. One of the reasons people think they are not called, but as you are there, you are called. You are called. You are among the child people that God has called. You see? But some are not responding to the call because of this, that some are called in a spectacular way. Acts chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. By the time we finish this one, we are on our way to be fruitful. And as he journeyed, Acts 9, 3, following. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul. I'm sure you've been pronounced the crying, Saul. Saul. Because I think that's how the La Liga, that's how they say, okay. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said this, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And the Lord said, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Wow. What a fantastic way of calling. I mean, who here, if you had such an experience, will still be sitting here like that? Will not be fruitful. Will not be boasted. The Lord has called me. Even if you do nothing, you always be talking about the revelation. Because I have a friend, he never gave his life to Christ, and yet God showed him heaven. Every day he's talking about his dream about heaven. And when he saw heaven and hell. He saw heaven and hell, and yet he's still not giving his life to Christ. We who have given our life to Christ, we've still not seen it. We have imagined it. We have, occasionally. When the weather is hot, we have a feel of it. But he saw it. Saul was on his way. And this is how Saul was called. Paul was called. Or Saul was called. Amen. What a spectacular way of calling. Sometimes when you move with people, they tell you of experiences they have. Even how to get born again. Some may get born again in a spectacular way. Some may not get born again, but we are all born again. Don't let the spectacular deceive you. The spectacular and everything is just for one thing. Every day, for a purpose. For instance, the bush was burning. It was just for one thing that he would draw nigh to God to listen to God speaking. Not the bush burning itself shouldn't be your doctrine. Because as for God getting your attention, he can use anything to get your attention. So if your doctrine is burning bush and the call, then you are lost. The most important thing was his attention that he wants. Do you get it? So whether the bush will burn or the bush will not burn. Because I know someone to know bush burnt. I know someone, even when he heard the call, he went to a man and asked, did you call me? It was so ordinary. Some are called in a spectacular way. Some too are not called, but it's all called. Amen. So the fact is that you can be called in a spectacular way. Yes. When I got born again, I realized that this time I realized my born again was not ordinary. The way people get born again. That people come and you meet the altar call and they follow Lady Pasama and they write their name. Oh, I didn't get born again. So now I know that it wasn't an ordinary born again. You see, because I remember I was somewhere and I met my old friends. When I met my old friends, they said they were born again. They said they were born again. And they had all stopped doing some of the things we were doing. But I didn't believe it because I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think it was possible. So I went to stay with them. Then I just felt that maybe, everybody has seasons in life. Maybe I'm going through problems and things. So I decided, I don't have any problems in my life then. So I'll go and hide and go and do my things and come. But when I come, we're all the same. So I also pretended that, we've all changed. So one day, as I was with them, they were praying. And I said, through a lot of events, they were praying. I said, no. I told one person, I said, look, can you lead me? Because I remember that when we were in school, everybody would say that we should say the sinner's prayer. So I said, can you lead me to say, I didn't even know it was sinner's prayer, I said, to say the things that we were saying in school. So the person led me to say the sinner's prayer. By the time I woke up from bed, they told me that by the time I woke up from bed, and they said, I cried and cried and cried. And about 8 hours later, I woke up and I asked them, what happened? And they said, I'm born again. They said you were crying. They said you are born again. I said, I'm born again. And lo and behold, I was born again. Because suddenly, all the things. So it was a spectacular. Actually, I also have spectacular experiences too. But whether you had that experience or you came here to give your life to Jesus just like that, you are all born again. The most important thing is that what? We have all, maybe for mine, God had to do it that way. Before I would give my life to Christ. Maybe for mine. Because even when they told me, I didn't believe. Honestly, I even succeeded in taking one of them along. One of the days. And he followed me. And we all went to do the thing. I told him, wash your hand, do this, and let's go. So he washed his hand, did this, then all ate garlic, and we went. And we're all the same. You see, so I'm sure God, William, you are laughing. I'm sure God made that thing to happen so that our understanding, but not that that is what makes me born again. Are you getting what I'm saying? So some are called in a spectacular way. Even as we are sitting here, some of you have had dreams and visions about souls. Powerful one. Sometimes when I'm there, I take my phone and people send me dreams that they've had. Daily basis. Wonderful dreams. I say, wow. These people, I'm their pastor. And I'm not having these dreams. And they're having these dreams all the time. And accurate dreams. Powerful dreams. Do you get it? So, but what I'm saying is that some live spectacular lives. Some are called in a spectacular way. Hallelujah. And it's a fact about the calling. We should all be happy. If you are called like that, we should all be happy. Amen. Number four. Some are called in an ordinary way. Some are called in an ordinary way. Pastor, am I called? You know, this is a question a lot of people ask. Am I called? And some people say, these people are called to be this. These people are called to be about me. I'm not called. But I'm saying that we are all called. Many are called. We are all called. And what confuses is what we are settling. That some are called a spectacular way, some are called in an ordinary way. There's nothing spectacular about it. 1 Kings 19. 1 Kings 19, 11. So you are called. Even if you have not had a dream, you have not had a vision. My friend who had a vision of heaven and hell, he's still not born again. He's still not born again. And I've not had a... Look, the picture that day, we were all afraid, scared. We were happy and scared at the same time. And then we saw him like God when he was recounting his dream. When he was telling us, going over his dream. We saw him as God. Today he saw this. He said, hey, then we'll ask him. Then, but he's still not born again. He's still not born again. Hey. 1 Kings 19:11. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. The Lord did what? Passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. Wow. What a spectacular way to expect the Lord. Great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rock before the Lord. Can you imagine as I'm preaching now, suddenly you hear, then we all looked at me like that, look behind me, and we heard boom. Wow. Today, what will you say? Today the service was powerful. Ciao. The service was powerful. But the Lord was not in the wind. See, so many things we say is powerful, eh? God is not in it, too. God is not in it. So many things we say is powerful. God is not in it. After that, an earthquake. But, you see, can you imagine I'm preaching like this? And I said, from today, the Lord is coming your way. Take it one. Even as I did, I feel powerful. I feel like people have made a queue. They come to see me. I feel powerful. Earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Look, many quakes you are seeing. There is no God in it. I'm not the one saying it's the Lord who says it's the Bible. And after the earthquake, wow. There was a pop band called Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, I think this is where they got their... these people, they are rascals. a fire. Look, I'm going to breathe. At the seventh time, something is going to happen to you. And I just stand at vantage point. And I said, the seventh time is coming, ready? And I did, and fire! Hey. The fire will be said that if you can't see the fire, and somebody said the fire is here, but if you can't see it, you are blind. Okay. But I'm talking about rare fire. Hey. And when it comes like that, I'll continue. All your problems are bent. Today, we are taking a special offering. Hey, today, we are taking a bent offering. How you will give? Because you want to see fire. You want to see something. You want to see. Moses, they want to see you. Fire. Before you respond. But sometimes God deals with you in a very ordinary way. You see, the fire is coming. Well, what was the essence of the fire? It's for something. Okay. So, you see that these people, as they were there, they were expecting some powerful thing, isn't it? Expecting. Powerful, spectacular, and all those things, including the prophet. Including the prophet. Eesh. But the Bible says in verse 11, again, it says, but, verse 11, let's go to verse 11. But the Lord was not in it. Verse 12. Is that verse 11? And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in it. And after the fire, what? A still. After the fire, what? After the fire, what? Still small. That still small voice can even make you. Because it's so cool. It's so cool. Sometimes you can ask yourself, what did we go to church to do? It was so ordinary. What do you mean by ordinary? Because the Bible says when we come to church, we have come into an innumerable company of angels. So why don't you believe it? Because you want to see fire. You want to see this. You want to see that. Hallelujah. So please, don't let the spectacular deceive you. You are all called. And look, some of you, the work you are doing, it's only that we don't call you bishop. Because you are somehow... You have not responded in a certain way. You have not received a call in a certain way. So you are doing it in a sense of lay. But you are still a servant of God. Because the things you do, they are servant of God things that you are doing. That's what I'm saying. So some are called in a spectacular way. Some are called in an ordinary way. The ordinary way is, from today, we are going to do persona leaders. So you are a friend of four or friend of five. You are the leader. You are going to lead them. Look, and they made you a persona leader. That day was the day God gave you your call. That day, God gave you a calling. And that calling was to be a persona leader. Can you picture that the day we did that thing, God accompanied it with fire. Or when we were going home, you heard a voice, my daughter, my son, whithersoever thou goest, be it known unto thee that I, the Lord, have visited you in church. And I was the one who, through my angel Gabriel, told the servant Ishmael some. I mean, you heard audibly for you to be a persona leader. Your attitude would have been different from today. But the ordinary way of calling you, you have not taken it seriously. You are not taking it seriously. Because you are even angry. Okay. You are even angry. Especially when they are asking for data. Every Sunday. But God called you. Even right now, God has called you. I've still told you that a percentile leader is a called percentile leader. Hey, your calling is a call. Amen.
Then the next fact about the call is that some people are called through their desires.
You see, some people are called through their desires or desires.
1 Timothy 3:1. This is a true saying. This is a true saying. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desired a good work.
Desire. Then you just, how many of you have seen some things? Maybe you are working and you have seen somebody in your field of work that you like so much that you aspire to be there. You have a desire to be like that. How many of you here like that? Because they are interviewing the Supreme Court nominee for U.S. to the Supreme Court. And she's telling us about the other Supreme Court, the first one that, the one, the lawyers. I guess these are local lawyers. Local lawyers, all of this. So
they are even judging her based on that. Does it mean that the man had his own values about abortion and everything? So does it mean that she's going to do the things the same way the man did? You know,
no. The woman, the first judge who died, not this one, the one who has died is not the one, but there was another judge on the Supreme Court, and she was the one serving. She worked in the chambers. Don't let me go there.
Because the local lawyers are here, they are not talking. One is even sitting next to you. He has not saying it, looking at me. So
you desire to be like them. Is that not so? Now it means that you can also look at somebody like me and desire to be a bishop, a pastor. And pastor, you desire to be a pastor. You desire a good thing. You get it? But some of your desires have gone wacko. You only can look at a man and desire that the man was my husband. Desires gone bad. Hey!
You are working with your wife. Then another person is working with his wife.
Then you look at somebody's wife. You are working with your wife. Oh. Then say you desire the man's wife.
This is why you desire a bad thing. Hey!
So let me go back. God has spoken to you not in a spectacular way, so be careful. So let me read my verse again. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop like a pastor, the work of God, you desire a good thing. It's a good desire to have. Good desire to have. You may know, and some people are doing the work just based on a good desire. Just based on good desire. Some people come to me and they ask me, what is your calling? What is my calling? Instead of asking what is my calling, look at my fruits. Yes. Because I don't know my calling. My calling is, I was my somewhere. And God had called somebody who was working, like Bishop Doug, he was working. And as he was working, it was so beautiful. So beautiful. And something in me was moved to be like him. That's all. I don't care what you think. Whatever you think, show me your fruit. And I'll show you my fruit of my desire. Your fruit of your desire is a child without a father. Yentolabro catastas. Why did you say that? That's a good fruit. I just desired. I didn't look. Not a single. In fact, the revelation I had even about anything to do with the call to this thing, it was a dream I had some time ago, and that dream includes a wife whom I married, and so many. So that's very remote. Very, very far. But I just desired. I just desired. I didn't have any dream that from today you are called to be a pastor. And though that beginning be small, that latter shall be greatly increasing from upper soul. You shall get a church in Dawenya and shall build a cathedral. I never had anything like that. Just a simple desire that, oh Lord, I just want to be, do the work. I admire this work that is being done. I just want to be. So I started as follow-up director. Just did it. Desire. Desire was what made me move from the bank and came full-time. If you ask me what made me to come full-time, I can't even tell you. As I look back, I can't say anything about it. I can't say anything about it. Because there was no dream. There was no vision. I'm saying this for you to know. Not that dreams and visions. Look, I wish. I have a few, but if I tell you, but I have a few. I told you some the other time, isn't it? But in connection to this, so I'm telling you for you to know that you don't need, if you have it, good. But I'm telling you, a few people have had dreams, spectacular dreams. They've come to see me. After they saw me, that was the end. So these days, when you have the dream that you saw this, you saw that, you saw multitude following you, I said, okay, pray about it and let's see. Like my friend, he saw heaven and hell, but he's not born again. He's still not born again. Do you get it? So it's good. And when you have it, please come and tell. Because look, how Bishop always says it, how I wish that as I'm standing here, I can mention your phone numbers. Hey. When you misbehave, now mention. Can you imagine if I'm counseling you and I mention your phone number? You take it seriously. Because human beings are like that. Why are you not like that? Human beings are like that. Me, I knew a certain, before I got born, I knew a certain man. When I got born in early stage, he could say, there's a woman here. You have done a business, and you are not coming. Then he said, please don't let me disgrace you. Hey, come before, because he has given a prophecy, nobody is coming. And you are disgracing him. So please don't let me disgrace you. Then he'd be saying, then be talking. Then one day he mentioned, he said, as you are standing there, the color of your panties is red. Well, then I realized somebody from the back. Because I didn't know, send a DNA corner. One shaye. No, who bet you no pa. But why must you wait till they mention that one? You should have come. Oh, you're a disgracing man of God. If you don't find it serious, if you say, look, you go, God will deal with you. If you see the original, that the thing will come to pass. Hey, me, I wish I could do all those things. I said, the other day, I spoke to somebody. Me to have a spectacular. Let me tell you how my spectacular came. I spoke to somebody. And as I spoke to the person, then I put the phone down. Then I decided to pick the phone again. No, then the phone was on. So everything they were saying about the call, I was hearing. I said, Holy Ghost, this is spectacular, isn't it? All that I needed to do was to cut the line and say, look, the Lord spoke to me. Ditto. Oh, Charlie, it was wild, though. You know, I called the person, he said A, B, C, D. Then I, not knowing that the person didn't put the phone, I think he or she thought he had put the phone off. So, I don't know what happened to me, and I decided to take the phone back. They were grinding me like, it was easy. Where? So when they finished everything, then it's a revelation, isn't it? So, you see, whether it was spectacular or not, it's what God wanted me to know. That the end is just, I got to know. So I called. I said, oh, please, you didn't switch off your phone. I said, you didn't switch off your phone. No. Everything you said, I heard it. Ooh. I I should have said, thus saith the Lord. I was with thee in thy chambers where you spoke. For my spirit was with thee there. You, the church member. Then I'll come and all of you, I'll come and scare you. You stop talking about me in the house. You stop talking to me about you in the house. So, simple desire. Simple desire. You see, you can desire something when the thing is nice to you. You get it? So if it's not nice, you will not desire. So maybe up to now, that's why you have not responded to the call. But I tell you, don't wait till any spectacular. Just believe. Desire to be a shepherd. Your desires to do, there are some people walking around, I can see the desire to work for God. And they're even making mistakes. This morning when we had our first service, come and see. But I was so, I've never been excited like this before in my life. I mean, I've never been excited like this before in my life. All the things I was doing, I was just whooing them. But I've never been excited. And they were making them. I said, allow them, let them make the mistakes. But they said, what? Did they have a desire? They came here Saturday night. This Friday night, they were here. Some of them came to stay here Saturday. Even their convent, they didn't come. I don't know why they were expecting all of them to come. I mean, I'm surprised. After our Solemn Sundays and all those steps, I'm surprised. But some too came. But just the desire, the simple desire to work. Because they put that, even some of them, when I say, you do this, I say, you are now, from now you are the chief usher. From now you are this. They were looking at me. They didn't think that I was talking to them. I said, from now. And they were surprised when they came. They were the chief ushers. And they are the chief ushers from today. Whether they like it or not. It's a call. Even though it's not spectacular, but that is a call. So if I were you, I would give my all to it. Holy. Amen. So this is the call. So all of us, we are now convinced that we are what? Servants. We are called. We are servants. Now, your calling is to be fruitful. So whatever you have been called on to now, try and be fruitful. Bear fruit in it. And the most important fruit is that you bring out souls. You establish souls. You have some people you can point to that these are the fruits of my labor. And God will bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Servants of God. Servant of God. So please, you were called for 5 souls as a personal leader. Don't joke with this calling. Go and look for them. Coronavirus must not overcome you. Ye must overcome coronavirus. So how many of you have 5 souls? You are a personal leader. How many of you are personal leaders here? Raise your hand. Personal leaders. Yeah, you were called that day. You were called that day. And that your fruit will abide. You will remain. So, after the virus, you shall ask everything in my name. So, those of you who are expecting your answers from God, go and bring them for wherever they are. Go and bring. I've seen a lot of you are doing good work. It's true. I've seen a lot of people are doing good work, but go and continue. So, go and bring percentile leaders. Where are the percentile leaders? Have a percentile leader. They themselves have been swallowed. Where are the percentile leaders? Okay. Where are the percentile leaders? So if there are no percentile leaders, where are your percentile leaders? It's not easy for the percentile leaders. It's not easy at all for them. Wonderful. So let's all go that our fruit may remain. You have their telephone numbers, you have their addresses, you have whatever, you have people around you. Bear fruit, and your fruit remain, and you'll be blessed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. And let's bow down our heads. These are 5 facts of the call. Many are called. Some are called in a spectacular way. Some are called in an ordinary way. Some are called by simple desires. And we are called unto fruitfulness. That's the call. As you bow down your head, just think about what you have heard and ask yourself, are you obeying the call? Are you obeying the call unto fruitfulness? Because as for the calling, God has called you. For many are called. God has called you. But are you obeying the call unto fruitfulness? That your fruit remain. Some of you, after the virus, you have no fruit to show. None, not even one, remained in your ministry, in your bar center, in your per center. Not even one can be found. Let the word minister to you for a revival to do your best. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that you have called us to this noble work of God. The work that you will do yourself if you were to come back here on earth. That work that you will do. Because that's what you came to do. To seek and to save that which was lost. To establish souls. Give time for the work of God. That's what you came to do. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. If today is your very, very first time, with every eye closed and every head bowed, if today is your very, very first time, very, very, very first time, someone invited you or you came on your own, but today is your very, very first time coming here, kindly raise your right hand, lift up your right hand. This is your first time of coming. Someone invited you, you came on your own, but this is your first time. Kindly lift up your right hand up high. Your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. Please lift it up so I can see. Well, please, can you stand to your feet so I can see you? Every eye closed, every head bowed. Can you stand to your feet so I can see? This is your first time. Someone invited you and you came. Someone invited you, came. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Can you help them if you have anything that you came with? Anything like money, like bag, like whatever, anything you came with. Can you take it and kindly come to me from wherever you are? I want to give you a very special welcome. Take everything you came with and come to me. Anything you keep and come to me. Just come to me from wherever you are. This is your first time. Someone invited you, you came on your own. Just come. Put your hands together for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. Social. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. They can stand behind the same. Put your hands together for them as they come. God bless you. Right after service, we have unity service. And I will attend the unity service right after this one. God bless all of you. Wonderful. It's a good thing that you have done to come to church today. I'm sure someone invited you or you came on your own, but it's a good thing you have done. Now, I want to lead you in a prayer. And after that, one of our pastors will talk to you. And then, if you came already born again, whatever, they will know what to do with you. But I know many of you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. So let us say this together. Let us say this together. And then let the whole church join. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for my friend.
I thank you for my friend.
Who brought me here.
Who brought me here.
Oh, I thank you.
I thank you.
For bringing me here.
For bringing me here.
Today.
Today.
I confess.
Of all my sins.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
To forgive me.
Of my sins.
Of my sins. And wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
Today,
I believe in my heart
that Jesus is Lord.
And
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Come and stay in my heart. And make me your child.
And I thank you.
That just as I am.
You have accepted me.
You have received me.
As your child.
And from today,
I am yours.
I am
yours.
And you are mine.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for them.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dawenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live as Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abed Dawenya. God bless you.